This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Obama is admitting that 5 million cancellations of Americans' health care are his fault and told a press conference that he had expected that a grandfather clause would be sufficient to maintain the status quo despite the Affordable Care Act changing the entire face of health care for insurers and providers. The president is putting forth another plan to patch the old one. Speaker of the House John Boehner, meanwhile, has another plan to fix the problems. Speaking just before the president unveiled his new plan, Boehner said the only way to fix the health care law, Obamacare, is to simply repeal it. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. The late-term abortion ban being voted on in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Tuesday is getting interesting. One approach from pro-life advocates is to convey the gruesome details of the late-term abortion procedure and the sleazy business side of a largely unregulated abortion industry. Another comes from a New Mexico OBGYN who was once an abortionist.
I urge you to vote for the fetal pain abortion ban. The vast majority of these abortions are performed on healthy and often viable babies who just want a chance to live. Considerable evidence shows that these babies feel excruciating pain as they are destroyed, and these abortions are more dangerous for the mother than delivery. This ban is just good common sense. Take it from a real doctor.
For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.